You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Matt, do you remember last week we talked about how more Manhattan buyers were paying cash than at any other time on record? It was 65% of purchases in the second quarter were done without financing. This was according to Miller Samuel and Douglas Elliman.
Yeah, because financing is so expensive. If you have the cash, you're more likely to use that because otherwise you're going to be paying 6 or 7%. On a mortgage.
Exactly. So, all right, let's get an update on what our next guest is seeing firsthand. We welcome back Barbara Fox. She's president at Fox Residential Group. She's an Upper East Sider herself, although not born in New York City. Joins us here on the East Side in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're surviving the heat, I guess, heat and then the rain here. How has the market been?
Well, I wish that our market this summer was as hot as the weather outdoors. I really do.
Is it down from last summer?
It's down from last summer, yes. It's not as buoyant as it was last summer. It is the spring market and the spring and early summer markets were pretty active. There was a lot of activity. There were sales being made. There were things coming on the market, surprisingly. But mainly, that was in the smaller units, 1, 2, and even 3-bedroom units. Not the super luxe stuff, but the lower price stuff.
Yeah.
But that's fallen off now. We're in the summer doldrums.
I mean, I was going to ask about, Carol was talking about the fact that more buyers are cash now than ever before. And, well, it's a very expensive place to buy real estate, so that means a lot of cash in these transactions. Is it only the very wealthy that are transacting right now?
No, actually, it's not. the very wealthy always transact and they can pay cash. However, the bulk of the people who are buying in New York City really can't afford to pay cash or don't want to pay cash. They do it if they have to because of the interest rates. The problem with the market right now is that these high interest rates are causing people to be forced to pay lower prices. And there is a juxtaposition between what the buyers think and what the sellers think.
That still exists, doesn't it?
Oh, that's very much in existence now. It's really a difficult situation, and the sellers, who are pretty savvy in New York, have gotten so used to these very high inflated prices that they aren't really coming down to reality at this point. And that's the only way to do transactions. I mean, the buyers are very cautious. They're not going to overpay. They will look at a million things.
Because they can if they've got a higher interest rate and a mortgage, right?
Yeah,
they've got to kind of reduce what they can pay, essentially, for
indeed.
The prices.
They do indeed.
All right, so what kind of properties are moving then right now? Which ones are people willing to actually sell?
Well, the people that are selling, it's really an interesting market right now because most of the people who are selling are people, there's not a lot of product coming on the market because of the interest rate situation. If people are moving, they don't want to have to pay a higher interest rate for a new apartment. So there's not a lot of movement in the market generally.
Are you saying there's no movement or what does sell?
What does sell is, and people are always having to sell for various reasons, moving or whatever. And what sells fastest are new developments and the nicely renovated apartments.
Is that because if you're a new developer, can you figure out a way to give people a 4 or 5% mortgage rather than a 6 or 7% mortgage?
I don't really think that's happening right now.
Yeah.
But I'm sure.
What
it
is the
could
difference
happen.
Between now, Barbara, and you're not nearly old enough, but some people remember the '80s when rates were not only this high but a lot higher.
Right. I remember in the 70s and 80s when the rates were 18%.
How are people trading properties at those levels?
The problem is that we've gotten used to 2 and 3% interest rates, and it's very hard to go back and think of, you know, 6 and 7%. But the interest rates have more than doubled in the past couple of months, and that's what's really scary to buyers.
But still down from a historical basis. That's what's kind of crazy. Remember Mike Schneider, who used to work here, and he used to talk about his mortgage rate in the 70s, 80s, or 80s, I guess it was, and he would talk about, you know, high teens.
My parents had a 17% mortgage. Now, that was on probably like an $80,000 house in Columbus, Ohio, but it was still high for them at the time.
It was a lot. It was a lot. When people do, like, we used to talk about foreign buyers in terms of real estate. Do we see that? Is that any kind of momentum?
There's not a lot of foreign buyers around right now.
But there used to be, right?
Oh, my God. The market was fueled by foreign buyers in the past years. But it's much slower now. There are always people coming into New York and needing to move and buy and whatever. But many fewer buyers from afar.
Can I answer a question?
Yeah.
Matt and I was like, so what about Brooklyn? Because I feel like Brooklyn, if you've got kids and families and you're staying in New York, any thoughts on Brooklyn?
I don't really do Brooklyn, so I'm the
wrong. Me either. I get that. It's a different city completely.
What are you guys, Sex in the City and you're Carrie?
I have people in my firm that do Brooklyn, but they know Brooklyn, and I really don't want to even speak on it because I don't know it that well.
So when you look at, if you look at Manhattan specifically, the hottest part of the city, is there an area?
Yeah. Downtown remains probably the hottest area with the highest prices, interestingly. And all areas downtown, there are not any specific areas that are higher than others.
I love downtown.
Yeah.
We had a great story.
We all love downtown.
We had a great story about a Greenwich Village loft that's for sale right now. Yes. It's only $4 million, and I say only because it's a 6,000 square foot loft, and the problem is the tenant pays only $2,300 a month. It's rent stabilized, and if you want to buy the thing, you have to, I guess, wait until the tenant either dies or moves out of his or her own volition. Do you come across a lot of issues like that? Because that seems so weird, but it happens in New York. Everybody knows somebody who pays nothing for an apartment because their parents got it rent stabilized. Is that a problem?
Well, it's not a problem for us per se, but it's a problem for landlords in the city because they have a lot in some of these buildings. They have rent stabilized, rent control tenants. I mean, they have tenants that are. I actually went to see a townhouse recently that was six units, and the one or two of the tenants were paying under $300 a month for these one bedroom apartments.
Wow.
And they had been there for 50 years. So it does still exist in the city.
Amazing.
I know people who went to court to had rent control. All right. So I think about our audience. Matt knows I like to ask this question, but they're smart. They're investors. We bring on different guests to kind of help really put together what the economic outlook is and the market outlook. Based on what you're seeing, do you think we're moving towards a recession? Do you think, I don't know, what would you tell our audience?
You know, I'm really probably not qualified to speak about the economy.
But
you see market cycles.
I see
market cycles. And what I see right now is there's a disconnect between buyers and sellers, and which is what's causing the rift in the market right now. And once the buyers have to understand that they are in a very unique position right now with regard to New York City real estate purchasing, because they are on a trend where the prices are coming down. They have been going up for 20 years, and they're coming down a little now. Not remarkably, but they're coming down. Sellers are much more flexible, or they need to be much more flexible in price to make these sales happen. So once the buyers understand that they can get good buys, they're going to move into the market because they don't want to miss this market.
Right.
And then the sellers, hopefully, are working in concert with this, and they think, well, if I don't take this offer, which
might
may
go
be
down
less,
more.
Yeah, it may there may not be another one down the road.
So I'm looking at this $60 million single family townhouse at 5 East 64th Street. So maybe they need to come down a little bit, Matt. It has seven bedrooms.
Yeah, and what a great address. Also, you're right across the street from Central Park.
Looks like limestone.
You've got the zoo right there.
Yep. It's the prime neighborhood. But it's a lot of money. But you know what? There are people that buy these buildings. We still sell them, and they're still going. And for some reason, there are people that are not affected by
price. How are taxes only $16,000 in this house?
I don't get that.
I don't know. I got to work
A month. That's a month, by the way.
Oh, is it a month?
I assume so.
I don't know.
Otherwise,
all right.
I'm moving.
Definitely
we
got to
run. Barbara, always good to check in with you. Barbara
Thank
Fox
you, Carol,
over
very
at Fox
much.
Residential.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.